I'm not even really sure why I went to the park that night. It had been a couple weeks since the attack in the alleyway, and I had found myself often a bit restless and unable to stay in one place. And it's hard to go for a walk when you're worried that somebody might jump you. So I have been finding myself going to the park late at night, across the road from the alleyway, and just sitting there and trying to process what happened, I guess. I've been having a lot of nightmares, and then those nightmares have been turning into weirdly exciting dreams, which has been kind of soul-crushing in a way, if I'm honest. I don't want to think about the fact that when he raped me, it almost felt good. And I don't really have a lot of people close to me to discuss it with, so I guess I've just been coping. It took me a little while to notice the other person on the set of swings, kind of down a few sections. It's a pretty big park for kids, kind of close to a school, so it has like six different sets of swings or something. It was late at night, and I kind of figured that nobody would bother me. Like, it's kind of that weird hour between 1 and 2 where most people are home asleep, and it's quiet out, and I can just kind of be alone with my thoughts. So it was really when my thoughts were disrupted by the creak of the chains as he sat down, and really when he lit the cigarette that I noticed that somebody else was further down the line and I wasn't alone anymore. I immediately feel a sense of panic, and all I can think is it's so close to where it happened that other time, and I suppose I just kind of fall into myself a little bit and try to mind my own business. Maybe he hasn't noticed me, or maybe he doesn't want to bother me, or maybe if I'm quiet and try to keep myself from becoming a target, he'll just leave me alone. I'm really hoping he leaves me alone. I feel kind of an anxiety spike when I hear him kind of utter a cautious, "Oh, hello," and I look over to see him wave the cigarette kind of like moving in the air and leaving a trail of smoke behind, and I kind of have to swallow down my anxiety in a way because his voice sounds warm and welcoming and kind of soft and not really anything to be afraid of. Like, he's friendly. And I kind of give a small nod and a wave and say, "Oh, hi." We're kind of quiet for a minute, and then he says, "Man, it's been awfully nice weather we've had recently, huh?" And I kind of take a minute to respond. In general, I just haven't had a lot of social contact with anybody for a while, so the idea of keeping up a conversation is difficult in its own right, let alone when I'm low-key panicking, but I don't know quite why. Kind of make idle chit-chat, and he seems really friendly and nice, and I find out that he just moved in around the corner last year, and he's fairly new to the area. He moved here from the other side of the country for work, and he seems like a generally nice kind of guy. At one point, he suggests that I should come over for drinks sometime, and in the back of my mind, I think, "Yeah, right. I don't think so." Mostly because I don't think he'll actually want to like properly hang out. This feels more like one of those late night conversations you have with a stranger at the bar almost. And then you just never see each other again. I don't even remember really what we were talking about when he got up and moved to the swing next to me, and then I don't really want to get into the details of how it progressed to the more physical aspect, but at a certain point, I just kind of felt myself give in a little bit, and I've been dying for any kind of human touch to cope with the experience that I had a few weeks ago, and not having a lot of close friends, it's been a bit frustrating. So I'm not really sure what comes over me, but the next thing I know, we're kissing, and there's that weird grabbing shuffle you have when you're trying to feel a person up a little bit. And his mouth tastes like smoke and a bit of chewing gum. And I honestly just kind of melt into it and let myself go because I've felt so afraid, and it's just kind of nice to be with somebody who feels comforting for a moment. And if it's gonna be sex, then that's almost better because it's satisfying in a couple different ways. It might be awkward when I go to pick my mail up, though. While the kiss kind of starts off a bit rough and passionate, it doesn't take long for it to become a bit tender and slow, and he's quietly whispering questions. Are you sure about this? This is such a fucking weird situation. And I'm just agreeing to everything because my mind's a little bit turned off, and his hand on the side of my face is making me feel kind of needy in a pathetic way. And I think we spend at least a few minutes just tasting each other and exploring each other's mouths and tongues, and it doesn't really take a lot for me to start moaning, and it doesn't take much more for his hands to start traveling all over my body. And he stops for a while to play with my tits, squeezing them hard and finding my nipples to pinch them and tug at them a little bit. The whole thing's a little bit rough, but also kind of really hot. I hadn't really thought before about how cute he was, but now I think he's maybe God's gift to women. I'm not in my right mind. It doesn't really take that long for us to move over to one of the play structures, and I'm almost certainly going to go tell for what happened there. But he laid me back on one of the platforms and was able to lift my legs up, and in that moment he lifted my leggings up, and I was more than happy to kind of shuffle my ass to the edge of the platform so we had full access. And I felt his hand on my cunt, just exploring it a little bit and finding my clit and rubbing it with the juices that had started to gather. It's really embarrassing to admit how quickly I just kind of gave in to this weird lust, and I let out kind of a small moan and beg him just a little bit if he could just please fuck me. And he takes a minute longer to play with my pussy, and I can kind of hear him smirk and then chuckle, and then suddenly his hand's away, and I can hear him shuffling a bit and the sound of clothing moving, and then I can feel him pressing the head of his cock to the lips of my pussy just a little bit, teasing me for a moment. And I find myself just blissed out a little bit, but also suddenly filled with this deep anger that he would tease me like that. And I try to shuffle myself closer to him and grind up against him to force him in. And he accepts that that's where I want to go with it, and he shoves in really hard and then leans over me so he can look down at me a little bit, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of a really passionate but tender thrusting for a moment, and at one point he shifts so his hands are on either side of my head, and I can run my hands under his shirt and up his chest a bit. And when I start to feel myself get ready to come, I dig my fingers into his shoulders a bit, and he leans down so I can moan into his shoulder. And I don't know who would hear us, but if somebody was around, hopefully they don't. At one point he kisses me again and slows his thrusting so the head of his cock can rub across my G-spot a bit, and I come with this weird intensity, and I feel a small sob escape me, and suddenly I'm crying a bit. There's this weird emotional break that comes when the orgasm hits, and while I'm grinding on his cock trying to get more, I'm also having this weird flashback in my head to that night a few months ago, a few weeks, I don't even remember anymore. And I also feel a weird sense of guilt because this guy isn't that guy, and he's been so sweet and kind, and I painfully needed this. And I try to gather myself before he notices, because he's still thrusting into me, and I'm letting out those weird whining sobs and whimpers that almost cover up the whatever I just went through. I let out a bit of a gasp and ask him to slow down a little bit, and he just stops and caresses the side of my face for a moment and lets me catch my breath, and then asks me, did I do something wrong? And I have to kind of let out a laugh and wave it off and say, no, that's all me, I got some shit going on, do you want to change positions? To that question, I see kind of a wicked gleam come in his eye, and his head nods in agreement, and I'm just so thankful that I can kind of roll over and process while I'm still getting serviced. And I'm really hoping that the next orgasm kind of knocks the old memories out, and I just really want him to keep fucking me as hard as he wants, really, at this point. I almost hope he asks if I can go back to his house after. He puts his hand on my pussy again and rubs around a bit, just, I guess, enjoying the after effects of his handiwork. And then I feel him slip in again, and I let out a moan into my arms and arch my back so he can get a better angle and kind of stretch my upper bit out, face down, ass up, is the easiest way to describe it. And again, it's on the play equipment where, like, 3-year-olds were chewing on candy earlier today, and all I can think is, goddamn, the dick's good. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I also think, maybe I should come back and clean this spot later. At one point, like for the most part, his hands have stayed on my hips and my ass, and he's been keeping me on pace. And I've been happy to just kind of bounce my ass back on his dick. And at one point, I can feel his hand start to move towards my asshole, which kind of gives me a sudden jolt of panic, because that's a bit of a bridge too far in my mind. And it's as he puts, so I think this is where I kind of start to lose track of what exactly happened, because this is where things kind of get a little bit fucked up, I guess. I think I heard him spit, which was weird enough, because, like, why? And then the next thing I know, it kind of felt like he was rubbing my asshole a little bit with his hand, and I feel myself kind of clench in a panic, and then suddenly he's leaning over me, and his voice is in my ear, and it's the same voice from the attack. And then his hand is over my mouth, and I'm screaming into his hand for him to let me go, and he is violently fucking me. And for some reason my body decides that, as he starts to play with my asshole, that it's time to come, and I'm just racked by this gut-wrenching, jolt of electricity through my whole body as the orgasm hits, and it's painfully intense because I was in the process of, panicking from the adrenaline rush, I guess. And I can't breathe very easily because his hand's kind of covering my nose as well as my mouth, and I can hear him, start to speak in a bit more of a hateful tone, I guess, as he talks about, how good it feels as I struggle on his cock and try to get away, and how it's just gonna make it that much sweeter when he forces me to suck his cock. And I guess a part of me registers I'm lucky he hasn't actually put anything in my asshole. He's just toyed with it a bit. But otherwise, I'm feeling like I'm being broken into a million pieces. My body's completely rebelling against me, and I find myself still thrusting against him, and he hasn't stopped thrusting into me, and he's got me pulled up now, so my back is pressed against his chest, and he can grab my tits, and he's got his hand wrapped around my throat now, so I can barely breathe, and any noises I'm making are strangled by the pressure he's putting on my throat. And in that moment, I kind of feel like I am probably going to be killed too. My vision starts to get a bit swimmy as I run out of oxygen, and I gasp for air when he finally releases me, and in that moment he also pulls himself out of my pussy, which is dripping and sore and just rebelling in kind of the worst way possible. It's a my body's betrayed me. As he pulls out and shoves me down onto the platform, I take a moment to let out a sob and try to scramble away a bit, but his hands are already on my body and he's pulling me back and he's shoving me to my knees, and then he is yanking my head back and shoving his cock into my mouth, and I'm screaming around it and sobbing, and there's fluids everywhere, and I can taste myself on him, and I can taste him. And then suddenly, all I can taste is his cum as he explodes into my mouth, and I retch a little bit at it, but there isn't really a lot of options besides to swallow it because he's not really letting my head move away, and he's not really taking his cock out. If nothing else, he's thrusting it further in, and I'm struggling to not open my jaw for him because I really don't want him to get that far into my mouth, but I really don't want him to think that I'm going to bite because he's already done some really horrible things, and I don't want to know what else he might do. He's letting out a grunt and just thrusting a tiny bit into my mouth as he dumps his load in, and my eyes are filled with tears, and I just feel like an absolute mess. I think some of my clothing got ripped in the whole thing, and I'm already feeling broken, despite the fact that I'm still in the middle of swallowing all of his cum. And when he's done, he holds his dick there for a little bit longer to make sure that I catch it all, and he kind of quietly hushes, "Shh, just suck the rest out, it's fine, not gonna hurt you." And that makes me sob a little bit harder because that's almost an even worse threat. When he finally pulls his cock out of my mouth and lets my head go, I'm able to collapse against the play structure again, and I'm not even really in my body anymore. I'm kind of existing 3 feet behind it, and it feels like everything is a movie or a TV show, and I kind of watch as he wipes my face with his hand a bit and smiles and gives my head a bit of a pat and makes a comment about I really should come over for drinks sometime, and he'll probably see me around the neighborhood. Because again, he just lives right around the corner. And the stupidest part is, I think I might take him up on that offer. Hi. That was, I guess, a second part to my first audio called On the Way Home. I hope you don't mind that I expanded on it a bit and made it a little bit more dark. I don't know. Let me know in the comments if you liked it, and have a great weekend, guys. I hope it's a good one. Hope you get it. Okay, bye!